Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Raymond B. Egan, Richard Whiting, and Benny Moten, do some speaking, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, November 14th, marked the birth in 1890 in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, of lyricist Raymond B. Egan. The family moved to the U.S. in 1892 and settled in Michigan, and after graduating from the University of Michigan, Ray worked as a bank clerk and then as a staff writer for Janelle's Music Company. He moved to New York City in the early 20s and contributed songs for Broadway musicals such as Robinson Crusoe Jr. and Earl Carroll's Sketchbook of 1935. He also provided songs for films including Paramount on Parade, Redheaded Woman, and The Prize Fighter and the Lady. He died in Westport, Connecticut on October 13, 1952. Highlights from the Egan catalog include They Called It Dixieland, Where the Morning Glories Grow, Ain't We Got Fun, and these.
My baby never told me exactly how I stand. She even tries to scold me when I hold her little hand. My baby may be bashful, my baby may be shy, but I'm happy, oh so happy, and I'll tell you why. Oh, I know my baby loves me. I can tell my baby loves me. For there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. And even though she don't express it, she might just as well confess it. For there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. We sit each evening and never speak. I wish each evening could last a week. For I know my baby loves me, I can tell my baby loves me, for there ain't no baby in my baby's arms. Although our conversation is mostly just hello, that certain hesitation every time I start to go, her little way of saying that little word goodbye makes me happy, oh so happy, and here's just why. Oh no, my baby loves me, I can tell my baby loves me, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. And even though she don't express it, she might just as well confess it, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. We sit each evening, never speak, and I wish each evening could last a week. For I know my baby loves me, I can tell my baby loves me, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. Oh, I know my baby loves me, I can tell my baby loves me, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. Even though she don't express it, she might just as well confess it, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. We sit each evening and never speak, and I wish each evening could last a week. For I know my baby loves me, I can tell my baby loves me, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes.
saw me, and when you saw me, I was blue. And if you hear sweet Sally asking for me, just tell her that I was asking for her too. If it seems to you that she still cares for me, let me know, I'll go wherever she may be. But if you see that someone else means more to Sally, don't tell her that you saw me.
Scrappy Lambert with Lou Gold and his orchestra, and If You See Sally, from a February 21st, 1927 recording session for Pathé's Perfect label. And that was Lou Gold playing piano on that recording, which was preceded by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with Elmer Feldkamp singing the Ray Egan lyric to Tell Me Why You Smile, Mona Lisa. That's from May 4th, 1932. Before that, it was Whispering Jack Smith with There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby's Eyes. Jack was accompanied on the piano on that October 30th, 1926 recording by Arthur Johnson. We began our little tribute to Raymond B. Egan with the Arkansas Travelers, a Sam Lennon band featuring Miff Mole, Frank Trumbauer, and Rube Bloom, and She Loves Me, from an OK 78 waxed around May of 1924. Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1891 in Peoria, Illinois, of composer Richard Whiting. His father was a real estate agent but played several instruments, and his mother was a trained pianist, and after graduating from Harvard Military School in Los Angeles, he got singing jobs in vaudeville shows. In 1913, at age 22, he got a job in Detroit with the Jerome H. Remick Music Corporation and moonlighted playing piano in a local hotel. Whiting's first hit came in 1914 with I Wonder Where My Lovin' Man Has Gone. While with Remick in Detroit, he worked with lyricists Gus Kahn and Ray Egan, producing hits such as Till We Meet Again and Some Sunday Morning, but other collaborators included Leo Robin, Buddy DeSilva, Sidney Clare, and Haven Gillespie. In 1931, he scored two Broadway shows, Free for All and Take a Chance, but returned to Hollywood to work for Fox Studios and then Warner Brothers, where he collaborated with lyricist Johnny Mercer. Richard Whiting died of a heart attack at just 46 years of age on February 10, 1938, in Beverly Hills. Here are three from the pen of Richard Whiting.
Loving you, dear, like I do. if it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you.
Thank you.
Paul Specht and his orchestra in My Mad Moment from an April 29, 1930 session for Columbia, at which the band also recorded a vocal version. Before that, we heard Annette Hanshaw as Patsy Young in her best Helen Kane voice, and I think you'll like it. Did you like it?
Yes, yes.
I thought you would.
Yeah.
That Whiting George Marion Jr. collaboration was recorded October 28, 1929. We began our tribute to Richard Whiting with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, Ted Wallace being a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, and Guilty, with the vocal by Ed Kirkaby and Elmer Feldkamp. That's from August 21, 1931, and was written by Whiting, Gus Kahn, and Harry Axt. Last week, November 13th, marked the birth in Kansas City, Missouri, of Benny Moten, leader of the Top Territory Band of the 1920s. Moten formed his first group, the BB&D Trio, in 1918, and by 1922 it had expanded into a sextet and played regularly at the Panama Club and the Streets Hotel. The group made its first recording in 1923 for OK when they accompanied blues singer Ada Brown on Evil Mama Blues. In 1926, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra began recording for Victor, and Moten had several bands touring under his name in the 1920s. In 1928, the band went to New York, where they were well-received, but they turned down an engagement at Connie's Inn to return to Kansas City. In 1929, Count Basie left Walter Page's Blue Devils and joined the band, where he replaced Benny at the piano. Benny Moten's most famous recording session, 10 songs cut on December 13, 1932, was also his last. In 1935, Moten's band traveled to Denver to begin an engagement at the Rainbow Ballroom, while their leader stayed in Kansas City to have his tonsils removed. What should have been a routine operation went tragically wrong, and Moten died on the operating table April 2, 1935, at age 39. Here's Benny Moten.
Thank you.
There you have three from Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, played in reverse chronology. We began on October 30th, 1930, with Professor Hot Stuff. Next, from just 2 days earlier, it was Max Rhythm. And we finished up June 11th, 1927, with 12th Street Rag, written by Udi Bowman, whose own birthday was last week on November 9th, 1887. I love doing this show, and speaking of love, here's Paul Ash and his orchestra.
Thank you. mon cœur n'est pas là de le tendre. Pourvu que toujours vous répétez ces mots suprêmes, je vous aime.
As the Pacific, and I care for you. Speaking confidentially, when you're near, I'm higher than a hat is, and the welcome on my mat is always there for you. Baby, this is not the Fleischmann hour. This is not a song the world should hear. Why invite 100 million more ears? It's just for your ears, my dear. Speaking confidentially, I can never tell you what you mean to me, or everything from A to Z, and that is true. So I mean to say essentially that speaking confidentially, I'm terribly in love with you.
Thank you. lucky days. Love and a kiss is sweet, making joy so complete. I'm speaking of Kentucky days, where the little rooster used to wake me early in the day, greeted by the little robin bobbing round the new mown hay. Happiness, no more strife, you could bless such a life. I'm speaking of Kentucky days.
Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Sam Brown and two others who are unidentified on Speaking of Kentucky Days from January 17, 1930. That was preceded by Leo Reisman and his orchestra with singer Sally Singer and Speaking Confidentially, recorded June 17, 1935. Before that, it was Don Bester and his orchestra and Speak to Me of Love from November 1, 1935. Neil Buckley was the vocalist there. And speaking of love, we begin that set with Speaking of Love with Paul Ashe and his orchestra. The vocal on that March 23, 1928 Columbia recording made in Chicago is unidentified. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Joe Venuti's Blue Four.
Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Joe Venuti's Blue Four, the four being Venuti and Lang, with Arthur Schutt on piano and Adrian Rellini on bass sax, Goofus and Hot Fountain Pen, and four-string Joe, recorded 82 years ago this very day. Next it was the Rhythmic Eight, normally directed by Bert Furman, but in this case by brother John Furman, and My Dream Memory, written by Sidney Clare and Oscar Levant. That was recorded exactly 80 years ago this very day. While the Rhythmic Eight were in London recording My Dream Memory, on that same day in Richmond, Indiana, Emil Seidel and his orchestra were busy recording Together We Two. The vocalist there was Clifford Williams, drummer in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.